Six. Music from 1 AM. BBC introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
It's about that time. Stand by for Culture Clash Radio. Once again, crossing time, space and genres for a kaleidoscope of sound that'll include Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers, XTC, Magnetic Man, Todd Rundgren, Prince Buster, Battles, the Isley Brothers, Little Roy, and I'll be saying goodbye to Gil Scott-Heron, who sadly passed away last weekend. Now, you know the coup. Not much talk and even less technique, just taste and tunes. So let's get to it with a hip-hop classic from Houdini, Magic Swan.
God, I think I'm having a rap attack.
Somebody get a doctor quick, man. She's having an attack.
She said rap attack, man, not heart attack.
Oh, you mean she's all right then, right?
Of course, man. You never heard of a Mr. Magic rap attack? Where's this guy from?
Oh, I heard of a heart attack or a Big Mac attack. But what's a rap attack?
Come here, man. I see I'm going to have to explain it to you like this. See, a rap attack means DJ's jamming in the street, MC's rapping to the beat. The people downstairs say they can't sleep, cause the people upstairs are stomping their feet. It's not like they're starting to riot. We'll call the cops, we want some quiet. There's no need for them to get excited. They're just mad because they're not invited.
Mr. Magic Swan.
Oh, see, now I understand what a rap attack is.
Well, it's about time.
All you had to do was explain it to me. But let me ask you a question. How long have they been rocking like this?
Well, rap has always been around.
Well, it's just that. It's big time now.
Every neighborhood had its own crew.
They meant you against me.
And me against you.
They were jamming every weekend at the neighborhood center.
And charged a small price for the crowds to enter.
The parties would be packed inside and out
to see who was best at rocking the house.
Yeah.
1979 hit Making Plans for Nigel from their album Drums and Wires. Right, let's cross time to right about now and space to New York City for Battles.
Right.
Ice Cream, the latest single from Battles. The new album, Gloss, drops out now on Warp Records, and I believe they'll be curating all tomorrow's parties in Minehead later this year. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music.
Tell us on your time, yo.
Introducing to you the Union Black Sound. Union Black Sound. Introducing to you the Union Black Sound. Union Black Sound.
Bad man, a bad man. Nice man, a nice man. Tune so good, you got to play this twice, man. Bad man, a bad man. Nice man, a nice man. Needle pan the record if you drop this right, man.
Culture Clash, and from Wells no less. That was the ragga-metal sound of Skindred with Bad Man a Bad Man, from their new album Union Black, out right about now. Here's two in a row with an economic flow. First up from Washington DC, the godfather of go-go, Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers. We Need Money.
Money, money, money.
Money, money, money.
Now, honey, American Express. I ain't got nothing against no credit cards, but the cash is the best. And I'm MasterCard, Visa, American Express. I ain't got nothing against no credit cards, but the cash is the best. We need money. Talking about money, money, money.
Something new due any moment. That was Hardfire's debut single, Cash Machine, from 2005. Any of you seen that video with a nod to the Clash's Rocking the Casbah? You know the bit where Joe pulls a mask from Mick's face? Well, Richard Archer does the same to one of his band members. Now, as director to that video, I can tell you why Mick was wearing that mask. He turned up on the set wearing red long johns and black Doc Martens, and was so thin I thought he looked like a matchstick, which, as director, I thought I had to point out. Well, that put my man in a right strop, and he wore the mask by way of protest. Todd Rundgren's pastiche of 60s pop songs and a kind of homage to the singer-songwriters of the time, like Laura Nyro and Carole King, from his double album Something Anything, released in 1972. And didn't he produce an album for XTC? What? You don't care? Alright, how about this? A version of Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians 1949 hit that was covered by The Specials. From Prince Buster, this is Enjoy Yourself.
It's good to be wise when you're young, 'cause you can only be young but for once. Enjoy yourself and have lots of fun. Serve God and live, my friend, and it will never done. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Glastonbury on the BBC. This year, Six Music's back at Glastonbury.
There's a lot of people here!
Bringing you non-stop coverage.
Non-stop Glastonbury.
Right now, we're giving you the chance to be there. BBC Six Music's Grace Glastow giveaway.
Make some noise, Glastonbury!
Could win four Glastonbury tickets, which include access to exclusive hospitality areas.
Wow.
Enter online at the Six Music website, where you'll also find terms and conditions. bbc.co.uk/6music. Glastonbury on the BBC. Six Music.
Let's go!
Single from London four-piece Young Husband. That was Carousel. Here's a brand new Crisp Biscuit produced by Prince Fatty, who's been dropping cool tunes hard and fast over the past few months. From Little Roy, this is Sliver.
Mom and Dad went to a show. They dropped me off at Grandpa Joe's. I kicked and screamed, said, please don't go. Grandma, take me home. 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 I had to eat my dinner there. Mashed potatoes and stuff like that. Stop your crying, go outside and ride your bike. That's what I did, I killed a toad.
Grandma, take me home. 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 Grandma, take me home.
After dinner, I had ice cream. I fell asleep and watched TV. In my mother's arms.
Grandma, take me home. 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 Grandma, take me home.
Would You, Adam and Eve, a reggae version of Nirvana's Sliver by Little Roy. Out June 20th on ARC Recordings. Let's flip the script for the Isley Brothers.
Wasted. There's no guarantee.
protest funk from 1975. The Isley Brothers there with Fight the Power. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. And it's with great sadness that I heard about the death of Gil Scott-Heron last weekend. Known primarily for his spoken word, Gil's often cited as the godfather of rap, an accolade that didn't really sit that easy with him, as rap became less about changing minds and more about changing sneakers.
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be. But I'm new here. Will you show me around? Met a woman in a bar, told her I was hard to get to know, nearby impossible to forget. Should have had an ego on me, size of Texas. Oh, I'm new here. I'm sitting tastes like a snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to a voice of reason.
Gil Scott-Heron's I'm New Here, the Jamie X remix. Now, in 2003, I was lucky enough to work with Gil for my film The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, and his well-documented problems made it a difficult project. Consequently, I spent days trying to track him down in the underbelly of Harlem.
Brian Jackson on flute for you. Give us a little bit of help here. Help us out a little bit, Bonham. Black boy over there running scared. His old man in a bottle. Said he done quit hitting 9 to 5, take full time. Now he's hanging in a bottle. You see that black boy over there running scared. His old man got a problem. He like to drink too much. He done fond of damn near everything. His old woman went drink from bottle. That's
sister sure was fine. Before she started drinking wine for the bottle. Well, she told me the old man committed a crime. He's doing time. Now she's hanging in a bottle. I've seen her out there on the avenue all by herself. She don't need help for the bottle. And I've seen her preacher man tried to help her out. She cussed him out. Hit him in the head with the bottle. They turned to me and asked me, girl, now don't you think it's a crime? The way time out, time out, time out in a bottle. Show up in the bottle. I got a little dirt on the doctor. I'm gonna start some trouble. See that gent in the ring on suit. I hate that damn damn. Don't it's cool at the bottle. Well, he was a doctor helping young girls along. Too far gone, I have problems. I mean complications, but the fiddler loves a dollar eagle. Said what you're doing, man, ain't legal. Now he's in a bottle. Yes, and now we watch him every day. He's trying to chase the fiddler away from the bottle. But he turned to me and he said, give me a hand out. Don't you think it's a crime?
Bottle from Gil Scott-Heron's album Winter in America, released in 1974. Now, while trying to actually find Gil, I interviewed the likes of Richie Havens, The Last Poets, Chuck D, Mos Def and Linton Kwesi Johnson, who were in no doubt as to the huge contribution Gil had made to the legacy of music as a tool for social change.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Gil Scott-Heron's masterpiece, The Revolution, will not be televised. And I'll be playing more from Gil in tomorrow night's show. Brother, you'll be truly missed. And as Chuck D said, we do what we do and how we do because of you. Ethio Jazz, that was Malutu Astake's Yekatit from the excellent Very Best of Ethio Peaks double CD compilation. Well, my friends, looks like we've reached the end. You've been listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. Thanks for your company. I'm back tomorrow night, same time, same channel, with a more chilled affair. But until such time, crank it up for Magnetic Man's The Bug.
Your conscience with cultural impunity. I am the bug. Sunday.